Episode 764, The Buried Treasure of the Heart.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day. I hope you are having a fabulous weekend. I hope your schedule isn't too hairy, scary, and it's got you kind of a little bit frazzled. Maybe today you can kind of calm down. It is Sweet Spirit Sunday. It'll give you a chance to breathe a little bit, to come into your buried treasure, the buried treasure of the heart. That's what we're chatting about today in our coffee chat. And I hope you're enjoying your time. Seriously, I know with the schedules and with the weather and just life happening, sometimes we can really get down on ourselves. So I want you to do one thing for me right now. I want you to put a smile on your face. Come on, turn those little corners to the upright. Oh, yes. Oh, you look amazing. Yes, you do. You look gorgeous like that. So hold that thought right there. Hold it. You got it? Awesome. Okay, so now that you're smiling, I want you to give warm thoughts to all of your girlfriends and even our guys listening in around the world. Yes, we want to welcome in all of our new family members. We are so excited that you're here. Welcome to Create Your Now. If you haven't already had the opportunity, you can head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Finding the Simple in Every Day. You know I'm all about simple. With my schedule, I mean, we're talking schedules, right? Five kids, juggling that. Two of them are in high school. Yes, actually, two are in high school. Two are also, though, in college. Plus, I have one in middle school. And my life really is run by everybody else's schedule. And to me, that's just not fair. I kind of liked it when they were much younger. Life was simpler. And it's actually gotten more complicated. And now with all these different schedules, it's hard for us to come together. But one thing I enjoy most is coming together around the table. And I was listening to one of my favorite chefs, Chef Wolfgang Puck. And he said, he goes, you know why holidays are so special? Why we kind of like them so much and we look forward to them? He goes, because we come together and we come and gather around with our favorite foods. And we talk. We're concerned with one another. And I really began thinking about that and diving deeper. And I thought, you know what? The buried treasure of the heart. What really is that? How does that all connect? You see, if you're ready to level up your life, living the most vibrant, joyful, and charismatic life, you must discover the buried treasure of the heart. You know, we've talked a lot about that heart-mind connection, you know, the two, that 12, 14, 16-inch drop, depending upon how tall you are, you know, how much out of the neck you're pulling yourself up. Some days maybe we're a little bit hunched over and we don't want to talk a whole lot. And so, you know, we kind of move down into the neck a little bit. Otherwise, you know, let's not be the Hunchback of Notre Dame and let's pull our head out, stand tall and be bold. But we've been talking about that heart-mind connection, correct? And where the mouth comes in. Well, there's a missing piece, though, that you may casually hear me talk about. And it's when I say I'm praying for you, or I have a prayer for you, or I even put on my Facebook page or my Instagram, or even in our Facebook group, our private group that we have, which you can join. You can go to facebook.com/group/ The Women of Impact. You can request to join and I will approve your membership there. And basically, though, what I'm saying here is I want to intercede on your behalf. I want to pray and lift you up. Whether you're in a celebration, I want to celebrate that. Maybe you've had a new baby. I want to celebrate that. Maybe you're in a difficult time and you've lost your father. I want to be there and I want to lift you up. I want to support you. You see, prayer is powerful. And I think we don't put enough thought into that specifically. It's the buried treasure of the heart, prayer. You may have big dreams, but have you taken time to include God in the conversation of those dreams? Have you asked him, hey, you know what? What do you think about this, God? What do you really think I should be doing? Do you think this is out of my, you know, talents that you've given me? Do you think it's too far-fetched? If so, can you close the door and open another one? Or if I'm supposed to walk through this, can you continue to show me the steps I'm supposed to take? Now, I think at times we do that, but we do that when we are in deep trenches, when we're in trouble. You know, it's like when you have to make that phone call to your mom and you're like, Mom, guess what? I forgot. Could you bring this to school for me? And it's something that you feel uneasy, but you know you need to be rescued from. That's when it's easy to throw a prayer up, isn't it? But what about every single other moment in your life? Mark Patterson says this, prayer is the difference between the best we can do and the best God can do. Are you trying to do life on your own? Are you trying to do life with God on your side? There is a difference. There truly is. You can't live the life of your dreams without having life with prayer. You can get by. You may attempt to make things work to the best of your ability, but imagine if God came into the picture. That's extraordinary. He puts the extra when we do the ordinary. That's his spice of life in our life. But are we including him? Or are we just running from that because, I don't know, we make up excuses. Fear gets in the way. Yeah, remember that episode? If you haven't listened to it, go back. 763. No reason to fear. Prayer is the missing link, the connector to your God. He wants to hear from you. If you get too busy and wrapped up in your own doings, you're forgetting the greatest treasure and gift you've been given. It's the red line to God. It's prayer. I can remember when my father passed away, and of course, him being a minister, you know, you always think that the priest and the pastors and your ministers, that they're that much closer to God. And in actuality, they're not. We're right there with them. You don't have to go through one of them to get to God. But when my father passed away, one of my ways of dealing with his absence was, guess what? I got a red line directly to God now. My dad's up there. All I have to do is call. And he's got my back. I'm telling you right now, God's got your back right where you are right now. Because you got a red line directly to him, and it's through prayer. I found this story, and I love this story, so I want to share it with you. A grandfather was walking by his granddaughter's bed, and she was kneeling down saying her goodnight prayers. And he overheard them, and she said, Dear God, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Now she continued through the alphabet, and by the time she got to the letter Z, she said, In Jesus' name, amen. Well, the grandfather was, of course, a little confused. Why is she praying the alphabet? So he walked in there to give her a kiss goodnight and asked her and said, Well, why did you pray the alphabet to God? Her response was, I didn't know what to say or how to pray. So I hoped by praying the alphabet, God would put together the letters how he saw fit. God will put together the letters in your life how he sees fit, but he wants to hear from you. Sometimes we don't know what to say or how to start the conversation, but guess what? God doesn't care. He wants your heart and desires to hear your voice. There's a scripture that most believers are very familiar with, and that's Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. And usually we stop there. But if you go on to the next verse, Jeremiah 29:12, it says this, Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. The buried treasure of the heart is prayer. God wants to hear from you. Don't fret over the words. Let him hear your voice and connect to your heart. My prayer for you today is that you seriously will have a chat with God. And it may be silly to you. You may say, gosh, Christiane, I have not spoken with him and like, I can't remember when. I remember those days when it seemed like days would pass, being in the trenches of life, being stuck. And unless if, you know, something major was happening, I was like, oh, it's okay. I'm going to get by. I can get through. But you know what? When I paused long enough to say, God, I need you today. I just need you to guide my words that come out of my mouth. I need you to make me a patient mother. I need you to make me an extra loving wife because my husband's driving me crazy. I need you to help me control this brand new little puppy dog who's so adorable, but he keeps making messes on my floors. And you know what? I'm on edge right now, Lord. Help me. Be with me today, Lord. And I give you all the praise, whatever comes of it. In Jesus' name, amen. You see, it doesn't have to be a perfect prayer, but it's a prayer that comes from you, your heart. That's what he wants. You got the red line today. Are you ready to use the buried treasure of the heart and pray? Well, I hope you casually don't hear this because prayer is powerful. So I want you to know that I am praying specifically for you. And if you are hearing this and you're like, gosh, Christiane, I do casually hear you say you're praying for me, but I got some major stuff happening in my life. And I really would like somebody to come beside me. I don't know who I can maybe trust out there, or maybe you're afraid that someone's going to make fun of you for, you know, saying, hey, will you intercede on my behalf? Will you pray for me? You know what? I'm not going to make fun of you. I'm here to pray for you. You can click on the link, Take Aim. When you fill that out, just simply in the little note, say, I need prayer. Can you pray? And you can give me whatever specifics you want to give me. I am here for you. And most importantly, God loves you right where you're at. Go out, live, love, and impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.